out an Alabama album for the holidays.
Dolly
and Kenny. Christmas album, that's for sure.
I heard Dixieland Delight.
Dixieland Delight.
Oh, man. Yes. It's been a long time since I heard that. Sounds
that's
good.
A good one.
And during the holidays, Christmas in Dixie always gets
Christmas in Dixie, yeah. Absolutely.
Snowing on the pines. So we were talking about this mailer that's been going out soliciting you to sign up for an additional insurance policy, basically covering your sewer line and your water line to your home. And we've talked about it a few times in the past. And, you know, there are situations where I could see this making sense. There's two different, well, there's the top level of service is $12 a month. The bottom level is basically $6, $5.95. And should your water supply line from the meter to the home ever go bad, they'll come and replace it. And to the home is key, because if the water supply line fails underneath your bathroom, not included. This is strictly just from foundation to out to wherever the meter is. And then you can upgrade to $12 a month, and it'll do both the water supply and then your wastewater line, your sewer line, back out to your you know, whatever municipality you're hooked up to. First of all, you'd have to make sure you wouldn't want to pay for that if you were on a septic, because that's that's money you're literally flushing down the drain.
Ooh, boy.
If you're in an older neighborhood with aged supply lines and you've maybe, you know, seen a few of your neighbors have to do this, I could understand, okay, let's bite off on this, because if it costs $2,500 to replace those lines at $5.95 a month, that would take you 35 years to add up to $2,500. So if you're on limited income and aged pipes, I could understand that argument. On the flip side of that, you know, it's just one more way someone's siphoning money off of you. And, you know, on the total pessimistic side of things, the 2019 census says there's 620,000 homes in Phoenix. If they got all of those homes to sign up at $5.95 a month, that's $3.4 million a month that companies bring in. If you're signed up, if everyone was on the $12.05, that's $7.4 million a month.
Do we know anything about that company? Are they? Is there more than one?
This one is in partnership with the city of Phoenix. I won't mention their name, but you know,
does it come out of New Jersey?
It does not.
It's where one of the first ones did come. And there are instances. Rosie said for years, never do this, never do this, never do this. But Romy's right. There are instances where it may be right for you. If you're in a home that's over 50 or 60 years old, if you're on a stringent fixed income, if your budget's extremely tight and you don't think you would be able to survive easily a $2,500, $3,500, or $4,500 surprise bill to keep the water coming into your house.
Or and
the
draining.
Poop, and the poop going away from your house. You know, there's a place that this may apply. But I couldn't encourage you enough. If you have that home, then you've got homeowner's insurance. Have your trusted homeowner insurance agent sit down with you and read through the policy of these programs and see everything they do and don't include. Because when this first came out and we were pummeled with questions 10 years ago about what is this? City of Glendale sent me a request to insure my lines. Well, and it took me some digging. There were so many things excluded from what it did cover. Like you could even repair your overhead electrical lines coming to your house, but it wouldn't replace the overhead mast. Well, if your lines broke overhead, the first thing that's going to break is your mast. And it was kind of like, I'm very skeptical. I've said for years, never, ever, 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 ever do it. Now I'm saying, take the policy and sit down with your trusted home insurance policy writer and determine whether or not it's good or bad.
You know, the
and
other-
if you'd like to call, it's 1-888-767-4348. The number is 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Yeah, when-
and I found on the back, this company's out of Canonsburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I was going to say, and also check what's really covered.
Yeah.
You know, it, what if they only cover you to up to $2,000 and it costs $4,000? Oops. You know, yeah. So anyway.
And then if you never spend, I mean, thankfully, I've never had to use my insurance, you know, health, auto, home. And I did a very conservative estimate of what I've paid in insurance over the last 20 years. And I could have bought my house in cash 3 times over. on a conservative estimate. So to me, this is just one more thing that, you know, if you were just saving that money or putting it aside, it's better off in your pocket than someone else's.
And we feel the same way about home warranties, which we're asked all the time, should I buy a home warranty? I would tell you that most home warranties are a huge waste of money. And I would tell you to get, again, with the agent that has your homeowner's insurance. You know, you can insure the big appliances, the air conditioners, through your homeowner's insurance policy for a lot less than you can through a home warranty. And when it's through your homeowner's warranty, your homeowner's insurance, you get to pick who does the work, not some agency in the Midwest someplace. So there you go. 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about roofs. Let's get ready for the winter rainy season. February, March, two of the rainiest, wettest months in the desert.